by your vote of 24 aye, 3 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will rule the order of business of reports of standing committees. I ask you to recognize Senator from Howell.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Howell.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1135, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1094 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you recognize the Senator from the 1st for a privilege motion on Senate Bill 611?
Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you arise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 8, to Senate Bill 611 and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You have heard the motion of the senator from the 1st. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th.
To inquire the senator from the 1st.
Senator from the 1st, do you yield?
Gladly.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, we are on Senate Bill number
611.
611. 300 under 911?
That would be correct, if you've got them filed that way, Senator.
Okay, what's your problems with it? Can you kind of go through it?
It
was a simple little bill.
Simple little bill.
Dealing with, you can't time.
Standardizing the yellow lights and using the standard which is nationally recognized that MoDOT is currently using on the roadways and intersections that are under their purview would be to use that across the state of Missouri to make all of our intersections safer.
I think you worked years trying to get to some way of dealing with the issue. I commend you on that. Now, what did they do that you are unhappy with?
Well, Senator, they've loaded up the bill with all kinds of different amendments, including a couple of tax increases. And Senator Forth is asking me what was wrong with that. I just think we need to go to conference. We need to work through the amendments that are on this. There may be, some that throughout that process that we'd agreed to, but a lot of what's on here doesn't fit, and I think it's incumbent that we get this done, and I want to go to conference and work that out.
Can you just give me a few, because you have problems with all of them. Is any of the ones you're upset with ones that I might like?
Well, a tax amnesty is on here now.
Ooh. Yeah. That one's not going to happen over here.
Right. And my crack staff has failed to give me the list, and I don't have it in front of me, Senator.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but sometimes when there's something on there, if I knew exactly what it was and I have it in front of me, I'm not going to bind you. I want you to have the freedom as the handler of this bill of how to negotiate to the best of your ability.
Well, I appreciate that, Senator, and I think that, again...
I trust you.
I appreciate that, Senator. I think there may be a couple of amendments on here that we'll be able to work through, and that will be beneficial, and, that this body might feel that we should have on this bill.
There's an issue that was dealt with with the bill that was laid over this morning, that I see it has an amendment on here that we really haven't discussed over here, and it deals with log trucks. Do you know that issue at all?
Well, did it have to do with the weight?
Yes.
That they're able to have? And MoDOT has contacted me on that issue, and I believe that there are some trucks that they want to be able to allow to have more weight, but they're concerned that, you know, this amendment is more or less across the board as far as all trucks, you know, and the weights that they're able to carry on our state roads. But the way that MoDOT has explained it to me is they're okay. I think one area was trucks that carry milk, for instance. I mean,
there's another one, and correct me if I'm wrong, no ordinance shall deny the use of commercial vehicles on streets within the municipality. I have two municipalities that use their municipal ordinances to stop transfer of large trucks semi through the small communities. Is that one of the amendments?
That is one of the amendments, and that's one that I think that as we work through this, we want to make sure that your constituents and my constituents aren't negatively affected, you know, by a local ordinance that is going to keep commerce from happening in those communities.
I would have a problem with that amendment, and I do not want to be I do not want to have a negative influence on the outcome of your original bill. But the reason I'm going through these is I kind of want to let you know a few of them that I might have a few problems with.
Okay.
That would be one of them. And I think you would also probably acknowledge you'll probably have the Muni League out lobbying against the bill if that's in the final version as well.
Say that again, Senator.
You would probably have the Municipal League outside working
against it. Right.
Against it. So. Something with titles and trailers. I'm on some sunset dates. It looks like there's a lot of House Amendment 5. Director of Revenue may choose to mail any document by first class only if at least one notice of deficiency on assessment to the taxpayer. I don't know what that's about. The director.
Well, Senator, again, the title is of the bill is.
I just want to make sure I went through it,
right,
and you knew there were some issues, and I don't want to delay you on it. I just, when people bring up all these amendments, when you're sitting, you sometimes catch your ear of one word that enlightens you to keep an eye on this bill. So,
Senator, I'd be very receptive to any feedback that you want to give me or any of our colleagues.
I don't want to delay you, and that was not my issue for getting up inquiring you, but I was sincere asking these questions. Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from Saline.
As far as Senator from the First.
Senator from the First, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, I too have some problems with some of those amendments, which I'll get word to you. But just so you know, there's some considerable problems.
Okay. Well, I would enjoy your counsel.
Thank you,
Senator. Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the Senator from the First? Senator from the 22nd.
To inquire the maker of the motion.
Senator from the First, do you yield?
Yes, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the Senator from the 13th going through these, but there are two amendments that I think are detrimental. The first one is allowing trucks to haul a heavier weight. We've got somewhere around 2,700 bridges that are at a critical stage right now in Missouri, and if we're not going to raise any revenue for roads, we shouldn't make it a detriment to MoDOT by putting more weight on the road. So that's a concern. And also, I think we heard this one in Transportation Committee, where it is Amendment 6, where we're going to start having the Department of Transportation put up signs recognizing private businesses.
So basically, they would get free advertising from the state, which is beyond anything the state has ever done. And not to say they're probably not great companies, because what we heard in committee, they've been around for multiple generations, and the local legislator there wanted to have MoDOT recognize the company. But when we're doing that with taxpayer dollars, that's probably not the most fiscal use of.
It does say in my summary, Senator, on that amendment that the cost of such a designation to be paid for by private donations.
Well, okay, we'll take that argument out and go back to the first argument that we as a state shouldn't allow people to recognize private companies on public roads. It's just, I mean, where does that stop? I mean, you and I would have had a Dave Sinclair sign on the side of 55 in South County then. And there's a lot of great companies in the state, and if we start, you know, focusing on a few, that's kind of a dangerous road to go down.
Okay, good.
And I think our transportation committee never even brought that bill up because it was not going to get out of committee. So,
okay. I am confident with your help, Senator from the 13th, Senator from Saline will, you know, give you some direction as
okay.
far as what the Senate's will would be, especially those things that came before the transportation.
Perfect. Thank you. Good. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from the First, you are recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the First. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the Senator from Cole for a privilege motion on Senate Bill 719?
Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I'd like to be recognized for a privilege motion.
State your motion.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate refuse to concur in House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, as amended, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, to Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 719, and request that the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th.
To inquire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, just real quick, your bill dealt with, this was the voting?
The temporary license for out-of-state residents.
Okay. You're asking them to, you're not accepting, and if they don't want to recede, you want to go to conference. Could you tell me the issues in play on the amendments that were brought forward?
They have everything on here from the motorcycle helmet repeal to a fuel tax waiver for marine applications to multiple amendments were put on this bill. That some don't.
They have in this bill the same thing they had in the Senator from First bill about municipal governments and commercial vehicles.
There's multitude. There's a multitude of things. Senator from
your
Franklin,
bill debated
Senator
right
from
after
Franklin has called it a cornucopia of items.
Yeah. Was your bill debated right after the Senator from the First bill was debated because they got similar amendments?
I think there's several amendments that they're putting on every bill.
Yes. I do have a problem with the municipality taking away their rights to designate the thoroughfares of so I wanted to make sure you knew that there's a few issues I have problems with, and I don't want to kill your overall piece of legislation.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you volunteering to be a part of the committee. I've requested that.
Oh, who knows? I should stand up from now on. Thank you.
Okay. Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The senator from Cole renews his motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, the formal calendar.
House bills on third reading, the formal calendar. House Bill 1400, Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1400 with committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Christian. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate committee substitute for House Bill 1400 be adopted, and I do have a floor sub.
Okay, send your floor substitute forward. Has the substitute been distributed?
Yes, it has been.
Okay. Without objection, the reading is waived. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, this bill has basically three parts. The first part is what is called the CEDARS for the banks to allow communities or counties to have more than $250,000 in their checking account and draw interest and still be insured by FDIC. We voted on that in the past. I think the senator from Newton had it. That's the first part of it. Second part of it deals with the state auditor being able to audit the division, and that has been worked out by both parties. The information will be given to the auditor, but the names and personal information will be redacted so that no one will know who the account belonged to. Both sides have agreed with that. And the third part is that when a bank loans money to someone who does only leasing, and it is only about leasing, the collateral for that loan will be the VIN numbers of the vehicles or the equipment that is being leased, and only the VIN numbers. And those are the three parts to it. That is all the bill does. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the adoption of the Senate substitute? Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from Christian.
Senator from Christian, do you yield?
Gladly.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I was just walking in the door when I heard something about $250,000 in insurance.
With interest rates so low, a lot of times, particularly cities, schools, that type of thing, used to buy CDs. Now, a lot of times, they keep the money in checking accounts. And because of the $250,000 limit, it's not insured by FDIC. This simply allows it to go over that limit and still be insured by FDIC. That's really what it does. They can have that much money in their accounts and still be insured by FDIC.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand how that's going to work. We can pass a state statute to increase the limits of FDIC?
Well, the senator from Newton might have more information than I, but that is... checking accounts be treated the same as the other deposits, certificates of deposits that they would normally have.
You know, why don't I inquire the senator from Newton?
That would probably be best.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 4th.
Can I inquire the senator from Newton, please?
Senator from Newton, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, what it does, it allows cities don't have to have multiple checking accounts. They can put them in a one checking account and get FDIC deposit insurance just like they would on a certificate of deposit for a higher limit. We don't have the ability to change FDIC insurance, but check accounts be treated as certificate deposits, and when it's a public entity, deposits.
So what we're doing is we're allowing them to, we're not increasing the insurance limit. Well, we're allowing them to open up multiple accounts. Is that what we're doing?
Open up single accounts instead of multiple accounts so they can be covered by FDIC insurance.
I'm sorry. I still don't understand quite how this is working.
Okay. On certificates of deposit, you have a higher level of FDI insurance than you do on checking accounts.
Okay.
And what this does is lets checking accounts of public entities be treated the same as certificates of deposit.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator from Christian, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Okay, the senator from Christian has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 1400. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, there is an emergency clause on this because there is a audit being done on the division as we speak, and they would like to finish that audit, and this would allow them to do that. So I do move to adopt the emergency clause.
Okay. Okay.
Am I getting ahead of myself?
Yeah, you need to move to third read the bill first.
Do what?
To place the bill, to third read the bill.
I will move that House Bill 1400, as amended by the Senate Committee substitute, be third read and finally passed.
Okay. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you've heard the motion of the senator from Christian that House Bill number 1400, as amended by the Senate substitute, be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 1400, an act relating to financial transactions with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from Franklin. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 9th. Okay. Right. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Christian.
Now I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Okay, the senator from Christian moves the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from Lawrence. By your vote of 31 aye and 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Next, Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Next, House Bill 1308. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1308 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Johnson. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1308 is identical to a bill we heard a few weeks ago, Senate Bill 635, which passed out of this body by the vote of 33-1. What this deals with is being able to use Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit as acceptable security when it comes to public entities doing that. Missouri is the only state in the country that puts on certain stipulations on Federal Home Loan Bank letters of security. In most state statutes, it's just automatic that a federal home loan status is good enough to suffice for security. And with the change in the Dodd-Frank Act, we're trying to be proactive, basically allow this to continue in our state of Missouri. We'd be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Okay. The senator from Johnson renews his motion. Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. We're on House Bill 1308.
1308, yes.
Okay. And has a Senate companion version come through the General Assembly?
Yes, we passed this about 3 weeks ago as Senate Bill 635, passed 33-1.
Okay. And the only thing I see is open bracket, close bracket on page 2, lines 35 and 36.
That would be correct.
Okay, and this was the debate about possessing the highest rating issued by at least one nationally recognized statistical rating agency. Mm-hmm. And we debated that out, and I think the senator from the 24th was talking about all these different rating agencies and how we would get one, if I recall the debate.
Right, right.
Okay. Thank you very much for refreshing our recollection, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the bill? Seeing none, Senator from Johnson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the House Bill number 1308 be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator from Johnson renews his motion that House Bill number 1308 with House Committee substitute be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1308, an act relating to pledged securities for safekeeping. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Lawrence. Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 32-aye, 0-no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. House Bill 1250. Senator from Howell.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I ask that House Bill 1250 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Howell. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Howell.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that House Bill 1250 be read a third time and put upon final passage. What House Bill 1250 does, this bill allows certain third-class cities organized under Section 7810 to 78-40 to cancel by order or ordinance any primary election for the office of mayor and councilman. Now, before the body gets all fired up about this, that section only applies to two cities within the state of Missouri. Those cities are the city of Monett, which happens to lie in the senator from the 29th district, and the city of West Plains that lies in the heart of the 33rd district in Howell County. This amendment, since these are not partisan elections, skipping the primary will save each city $7,000. And as you know, Mr. President, $7,000 here, $7,000 there, it adds up to real money after a while. So this falls within my policy of common sense government and smaller government. So with that, I renew my motion. If there any discussion, be glad to discuss.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the bill? Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It's been distributed. I move for its adoption.
Send your amendment forward. Without objection?
Ask for a waiver of the reading.
The reading will be waived. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, this is the removal of June in limiting February election to bonding only. We've passed this out of this body this year in at least one bill, and I'm just trying to get more vehicles. I'd be glad to answer questions.
Okay. The senator from the 8th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Okay. Hearing none, Senator from Howell. Senator from Howell, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
The maker of the amendment.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He does proceed.
This falls within those narrow confines of common sense and smaller government.
I believe it does. Removing elections and trying to get more things on fewer elections saves taxpayer dollars.
Saves money.
Saves money.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 4th.
Inquire the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. So this is the end of it. This is, now we've got voter ID, now we're taking away primaries, now we're taking away election days. This is where it stops?
Well, I guess, this is important to me. I think this is the right thing to do. It reduces the number of elections that are out there, but we still have plenty of elections for us to get the things we need done.
We just need to send that message, vote today while it's still legal, right?
Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 14th.
To inquire, Mr. President, of the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield? He does proceed.
I just wanted to thank you, Senator, for adding my language on here. I do appreciate that, and I look forward to working with you.
I try to be as transparent as possible. If we have an agreement, I'm going to try to stick to that as much as possible if we make mistakes, but we do have it in this language. Thank you for your offering that when we pass it out of here the first time.
Very much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The senator from the 8th renews his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Further discussion on House Bill 1250. Senator from the 22nd.
Inquire the senator from Howell.
Senator from Howell, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I've had a kind of a weird request from the chief of staff of the senator from St. Francis. He had to go meet his wife. He's going to be here any second. And he asked if I could hold the floor till he can offer an amendment.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
Well, instead, I'm going to offer an amendment that is for his district, and it was on 1623. It allows the city of Farmington to put before the voters a smoking ban.
Okay, you're going to put that on this bill?
Well, I don't know. That could be up to the body. I think it's being copied. I'm not sure if it's been distributed yet. You have an issue with that?
I don't care. If I go to conference and I don't like it, I'll just rip it off.
What?
I'll just go to conference. If I don't like it, I'll rip it off.
Oh, that's what happens with the folks that have been here a long time understand that part of the process and just
what?
Take everything and... Then the old dirty house made you take it off, and you try to defend
and then you blame it on
the Senate position.
What's your amendment do?
It allows the city of Farmington. Let me see what my amendment does. It would allow the city of Farmington to propose an ordinance for a smoking ban via the petition process. Smoking ban, not a smoking van.
Yeah, I thought most bans.
The senator from the 13th said I said thought I said a smoking van.
Is this cigarettes, I assume?
What's that?
Is cigarette limited to cigarettes?
Well, I would hope so.
Up a lot of people.
Cigars, maybe. I have an amendment. I guess it's being distributed. Mr. President, thank you, Senator.
Mr. Senator President, from Jefferson.
I have an amendment. It's being distributed or has been distributed.
Send the amendment forward.
I would move its adoption.
Would you like the amendment to be read, or would you request a waiver?
I would ask that the reading be waived.
Seeing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from the third?
Senator from the third, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I called in and told him I was running a little late from meeting with my wife and asked you to do this. This is the one we put on earlier.
Right.
We try to make it as narrow as possible because people are a little reluctant to give people permission to raise taxes or to go to the vote. But what this says is the people can petition the city in a third class. Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you've got a city manager form of government, you can do it already. But if you've got a mayor council form of government in third class city, you can't accept a petition to vote. And that's the difference. We're just allowing them for this one time.
Is in your city, your former mayor, Farmington, but the mayor and the city council would have the right to put it before the voters themselves, though?
But not through the petition process.
Without having to do the petition.
Right. And what the people have come to the city and said, we would like to show that there is a very similar to our petition, a groundswell from the people wanting to do this, because we know you're getting resistance from some of the businesses. We want to show that the people want this done, and that petition would request a ballot initiative. And I think it's a good way to do it.
So are you in favor of my amendment?
I am in favor of your amendment. It's a great amendment.
Okay.
And I appreciate you doing things for Farmington.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator, have you moved for the adoption of your amendment?
Yes.
Thank you.
I move for the adoption of the amendment.
That's exactly what we're looking for. The senator from Jefferson has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close. Thank you.
The senator from Jefferson renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 2 to House Bill 1250 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. The senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
President, it is in the process of being distributed. I don't think that all the members have had a copy yet. I would, it's short, so if the Secretary would mind reading that, and I move the adoption of that.
Madam Secretary, read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 3, offered by Senator Pierce to amend House Bill 1250, page 2, section 78.090, line 23, by inserting after all of said line the following, quote, 115.755. A statewide presidential preference primary shall be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in bracket February, close bracket, March of each presidential election year, close quote, and further amend the title and enacting clause accordingly.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
I would, thank you. I think all of us are very, very familiar what happened in the state of Missouri in March and I believe in a few counties in April. And that was that in the Republican primary that was held, it was basically a beauty contest. It had no significance whatsoever with choosing the delegates to the Republican National Committee. And so what this amendment would do would be moving the presidential primary back to March, and so we wouldn't have the same thing that we went through this March when we had the caucuses throughout the whole state. I think we saw through the caucus process that many, many folks were not able to participate, that some people felt disenfranchised, there was chaos, it was, in many cases, it was not democracy at its finest. And so even though we have another 4 years before this happens, we need to start thinking now, what can we do to make sure this doesn't happen again? And so what this amendment simply does is move the presidential primary back to March. And so if the national committees say that, hey, if you are having an early primary, we're not going to seat your delegates, or not going to seat half your delegates. If we recall, we had a very, very tight vote on this last fall during special session, 16-16. And we decided at that time, by not having a majority, that we would not move it back. And so what happened is we had the caucus. What this amendment is designed to do is to get the discussion going very early. We can't wait 2-3 years and be in the exact same situation we were in 2012. So this would move the presidential primary back to March. I'd be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
The senator from Johnson has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3 to House Bill 1250. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cape was first on his feet.
To inquire the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. Just so I understand, and I appreciate your explanation on where we're at, what you're wanting to do is to move what is in current state statute, which is a presidential primary that currently happens in the first Tuesday following the first Monday of February.
Right.
And that's what state statute says now, where that election will be held.
Which is what we did this year, 2012.
Well, we had one, but our party, and in this particular case, believe it or not, you and I are in the same party. We probably vote opposite more than you would think individuals that are in the same party, but we are in the same party. And our party, the Republican Party, a chosen few, decided they weren't going to award delegates based upon this outcome, and they chose to go to the caucus route. We didn't do that in the General Assembly. The party chose to do and ignore state statute. I mean, you do agree with that, don't you? That the party chose to go the caucus route?
Well, the party chose that they wanted to have a few states to have early primaries, and Missouri was not one of them.
I'm just talking, that's the national party, I understand, but I'm talking the state party.
Right, and the state went ahead and followed along.
The state party chose to not award its delegates based upon the state statute when we held a primary. I mean, we can agree on that, can't we?
We can agree on that.
Okay. Now, the reason, as I understand, that was articulated to me, that the state party wanted to first move the primary, that it was not successful during the special session.
Right. Tie vote, 16-16.
Right. Which means it fails.
Right. There was not a majority.
Yeah. And so then what the party did, the Republican Party in this case, is they decided to say to the national party, because the national party basically set out these requirements,
right,
that said, show me state, we don't want you to show anybody nothing. We want you to go to the back of the bus, and we'll let states like Iowa and New Hampshire determine who the president is going to be and have any kind of impact relative to that process. And that's the national Republican Party's rules. We can agree on that, can't we?
Correct.
Okay.
And I think also the Democratic National Committee felt the same way. Now, of course, this year, All the actions of the Republican Party, because for the most part, the President...
President Obama was going to... I don't even know if he had a primary or not.
He's the presumptive Democrat.
I mean, not even Ralph Nader ran against him. He's got his base short. He's got it locked up. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about anything. So the national parties had all these rules that they were going to tell the states. And there's some states, like Missouri, that said, you know what, national parties, we're not going to kowtow to you. We're just, go ahead, whatever you want.
So we called their bluff.
Well, we did not in Missouri because our party, our state party, chose not to follow state law, and then they said, well, you have a primary that doesn't mean anything, so this is all our fault in the General Assembly. It's not our fault. The party had a primary that didn't mean anything. The Republican Party decided not to follow the will of the electorate. They're the ones that created this fiasco, and that's my word. Maybe you and I can agree, but this caucus was a fiasco that had,
I would agree,
that had this many people vote in it compared to this many people that voted in a non-binding, non-meaningful, non-meaningless or meaningless presidential primary.
Right.
And I think there was an article that showed the number of people that voted in a meaningless primary versus the caucus. We even went so far that a candidate said, you know what, because of this Republican Party's decision not to follow the primary rules and kowtow to the national party rules, we had a presidential candidate at the time that said, you know what, I'm not even coming to Missouri.
I think that was Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich. Surprisingly, the only presidential candidate that's ever met with us.
Right.
You know, and so all of that turmoil, unsettledness,
right,
created a climate where just about every presidential candidate ignored us, ignored Missouri. They didn't even come. Our people didn't even have an opportunity to even meet or engage in the presidential primary to a meaningful degree. And a lot of people can come and take the floor and say, oh, that was them in the General Assembly. That's all on the state Republican Party. And I'm willing to debate anyone for any length of time to say that they chose to follow national guidelines, and we now know why. They have been awarded in Tampa, and Missouri got a good hotel slot for all of the people that are going. They got a great hotel slot. They are even actually closer than Florida's delegation, the host state, that, by the way, the Republican Party didn't pull the convention like they said they were going to do from Tampa. All they did is they made Florida's delegates stay 7 minutes further away from the convention center than Missouri. But Missouri got that good hotel slot, and they got that good place because, like good little school children, the state Republican Party elders decided, well, we'll do whatever the national party tells us to do. And that's what it all came down to. So I appreciate where you're coming from, but I'd just as soon have Missouri stay at the cutting edge, not to move back to the back of the bus. Missouri is a bellwether state. It's a unique state. It's the show-me state. It's a heck of a lot better indicator of a state, in my opinion, than New Hampshire or Iowa. And who gets to determine that Iowa and New Hampshire get to say all of this stuff? Senator, I've only been to Iowa once. Not impressed. I've been to New Hampshire twice. Not really impressed either unless you go there in the fall of the year. Leaves are amazing. So I think Missouri in February is where we need to stay. And all of these problems that were started, and I'd be interested to hear your perspective, were not started because members of the General Assembly didn't kowtow to the national Republican guidelines. They were caused because the state Republican Party in Missouri kowtowed to the national over what the clear indication of Missouri state law was. Now, yes, the parties can always pick who their candidates are. You know, we've had issues with that in the state of Missouri. We even went so far as it drove the Republicans crazy that we had a convicted felon, Al Hansen, that was our candidate for auditor.
From Concordia.
He had one slogan. And it caught like wildfire. Do you remember what Al Hansen's slogan was?
At least you know I'm a crook.
Takes a crook to catch a crook.
Okay.
Vote Al Hansen for state auditor. And boy, they tried to do everything they could to keep him off. I thought it was pretty clever. But anyway, that's how I see things. I appreciate you bringing this amendment forward, but I don't know if you disagree with that's how this unfolded, but I have a very hard problem in time when the state Republican Party wants to blame members of the General Assembly when they didn't follow state statute. They pushed this caucus system that they were ill-prepared for, equipped for, right, and understanding for, that hurt the party, and somehow that's my fault as an elected individual that disagrees with the national Republican Party and disagrees with the state Republican Party on this particular issue. I think that that responsibility and that problem is 100% vested with the executive director of the state Republican Party and ultimately the committee men and women that made that decision. I don't know if you disagree with me or not.
Well, I agree with some and disagree with some of the, okay, some of the other things. And I do think that a lot of the discussion needs to be had with our state party and then also with the national party. All I'm trying to do with this amendment is to be proactive and to make sure that we don't have the same fiasco, and that was your word, happen in 2016 that just happened a month ago.
Well,
and we've seen what will happen. Now, we can try to do everything we can against the party, and we can send a message, but guess what? We had the fiasco even though we sent the message. So do we want to have the same thing happen in 2016 or not?
Well, thankfully, we're not going to have the same executive director at the state Republican Party. So I think that's going to take us light years in advance of where we are now. And so I think that'll help in a big way to be where that is. No, I just know the guy that's there is gone. I'm going to be Cynthia Davis party or something. Yeah. So I think that'll go a big way. But I truly believe that I think the state Republican Party, if anyone was paying attention, the lesson that I hope they heard was they better just tell the national party, we're not kowtowing to your rules. The state statute says we're having this in February. We're going to do this in February. We're going to be the show-me state. We're going to be a bellwether state. We don't give a rip what you say, just like Virginia, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, West Virginia. A whole slew of states didn't kowtow to the national guidelines. And by the way, this whole thought-out plan that these national party strategists thought, oh, my gosh, we'll be able to wrap up our nominee real quick and we'll do all this. How'd that work out for them? How about we just do what is the right thing, which is to let Missourians be at the cutting edge of this and let the chips fall where they fall and not worry about these insider deals of where my hotel's going to be and how close am I going to be at the stage at the national convention. At the end of the day, that pales in comparison to being able to have Missouri articulate its meaningful voice in both Democratic and Republican presidential candidates. Senator, we were ignored this year. The lesson that was learned here is no one even paid attention to Missouri at all. I can remember when President Obama was running, he came to Cape Girardeau when he had to run against Hillary Clinton. He actually came to the home of Rush Limbaugh and campaigned in Cape Girardeau when he was running for president. We didn't get any of that until it was too late. We were ignored. So I hear where you're at. Hopefully we don't need to do this, and maybe the National Republican Party will do an inventory and not pass these edicts onto this state, or hopefully the Missouri Republican Party will learn that following the edicts of the National Party is foolish. So maybe we just need to leave things the way they are, hopefully get new leaders in both the National Republican Party and State Republican Party, and maybe wiser folks will be able to prevail. I think we're just a little bit premature by wanting to revisit this and not even knowing what the factors are going to be at that time.
Well, I mean, we take a look at the tie vote last fall that we made in special session and what we got from that. And it was not many people involved, chaos, your word, a fiasco.
No, I agree.
And we look at what we got from that, and I don't think any of us want to duplicate that in 2016.
So tell the state Republican Party and tell the national Republican Party.
And have that work
last time. We're not going to do.
Have that work last time.
They didn't do that. They kowtowed to them, and it created the fiasco that you and I both agree to. It didn't hurt Florida. The convention is going to Florida. Missouri got what it needed from the national party. Those people that are going to the convention in Florida, their hotel is 7 minutes closer than that evil, bad Florida delegation that didn't go along with the national edicts. That's what happened. Missouri, by going through what it did to its citizens, the state party got the Marriott instead of the Ramada. I don't know if our party leaders get points, and that was what was important to them. I have no idea. But that's what happened. So we got the Marriott. Ta-da! Our state was embarrassed. And it was all because of the state party following the national party. And the national party said the only reason we did this is we wanted to be able to quickly get our nominee, coalesce behind our nominee, and then take out Obama. How'd that work out for them? How about we do something? How about we just use a little Missouri common sense? We know this state better than Prius. I mean, is that right? Is our national party named after a Toyota? Prius or whatever his name is? I don't even know who the national party chairman is. I think his name's Prius.
I don't know.
Maybe that's our effort to be a green party. Yeah, our national director is a Prius. I wonder if Prius or whatever. But how about we just do that? Because we know that if everyone would have followed the national model and we would have been good boys and girls, we still didn't. That process did not help us get our nominee and coalesce behind him. So the national party doesn't know what it's talking about. You know, how about we just push all of these things into a super Tuesday in February? And just like you and I have to run on a primary against everyone else that runs on a primary, then we'll set all of that out. But I'm tired of giving a rip what Iowa thinks. The only people, I mean, Iowa, what, 10,000 people? 10,000 people get to give the next bump, and Iowa can't even count. They awarded it to Romney, and it was Santorum that won.
A month later.
It's insane what the National Party is doing on this stuff, and it's going to take states, and it's going to take leaders within those states to stop the National Party. And it all starts right here on your amendment. So I understand you're doing this with the best of intentions, but going back to this day is not going to fix it. What we need to do is we need to be Missouri first and National Republicans second. Like many of our colleagues all across this country did. And if, heaven forbids, we are punished by the National Republican Party as Florida was, our delegates will have to get up 7 minutes earlier to get to the convention. And they might have to stay at a Ramada instead of getting the points at the Marriott. Senator, so be it.
I guess if we're trying to send a message to the state and the national, we did, but at what cost?
We did not send a message.
Yeah,
the state party folded.
What I'm saying is there's no reason, because the state party folded to the national party, that we need to then capitulate down to the state party. They were wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong. We need leaders within the Republican Party to tell the executive director and the state Republican Party leaders that they were so wrong that they embarrassed us. They embarrassed the entire Missouri Republican Party. They disenfranchised so many activists, so many individuals. They disregarded people's votes. They turned them off so bad that they need to just stick with where state law is. And to have this election early where Missouri gets to be meaningful, not where the national party tells us we can stand in a given queue. We're Missourians. We're Missourians. All right. I appreciate your amendment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further
Thank
discussion.
You, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose
do you rise? Briefly speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
I know this. The senator is well-intentioned, brought it up in the committee on the elections, but I think it's a bigger problem than this. We need to have our leadership get with the leadership of the state Republican Party and work something out. I know that it's fresh in our minds right now, but some of us hopefully will still be around in a couple of years and we can do something on a permanent basis. So I would urge my colleagues to vote against the amendment.
Further discussion. The senator from Howell, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak against the amendment.
Proceed.
Have several reasons to speak against it, but number one, the Mayan calendar ends, so this is probably a moot point anyway, so we need to vote it down then. And the second thing is I bring a little bitty bill up that deals with two cities, and I want you to know these two cities are right now eagerly waiting the passage of this legislation. I wasn't supposed to say this, but the city of Monette, with the $7,000 that they're going to save, is going to name a playground after the senator from the 29th. So if this legislation doesn't pass, they're not going to get their playground. And the people in West Plains, we're going to use this money to try to get a WWF Wrestling Foundation wrestling tournament in the city of West Plains, which would create economic activity. So I would like to keep this amendment off and keep this vital piece of legislation moving forward. So I ask the body to reject the senator from Johnson's amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Also to speak very briefly against the amendment. I'd like exactly where that primary is today. I would concur that a poor choice was made. My understanding is we had 11% turnout for a non-binding primary. We had less than 1% turnout for a caucus that ended up looking a lot like a WWF event. I think we should stay right where it is. I will say, with respect to the senator from Johnson's concerns about getting this right, I'm optimistic that come 2016, it'll be our incumbent that is without a primary. So I think we've got 8 years to get this done.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Johnson, you're recognized to close.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I bring this amendment forward because by the time that we had the caucuses, it was too late to file a bill in the Senate. As we know, that was the 1st of March when we could file a bill. And plus, we hadn't seen how the caucus was going to go in March. And according to the senator from Cape Girardeau, and I certainly agree, it was a fiasco. We were, in many cases, the national laughingstock when it came to how we elected our president. And although we might say that we have problems with our state party and our national party, it's reality. And do we want that to be duplicated? Now, we've got 4 years to make a change. And I think people sometimes think, well, we've got plenty of time to do it. But if we just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, 16 will be here and nothing has changed and we'll go through the same exact thing. So what I'm doing is just to get the discussion going so we can start talking about it. I don't want to go through that again for either party. I don't think it's productive for our state. And for that reason, I offer the amendment. We'll be voting for it and urge my colleagues to do so. I close.
The senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 3 for House Bill 1250 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. The amendment is defeated. We're back on House Bill Number 1250. Senator from the 15th.
Inquire the Senator from Howell.
Senator from Howell, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
How would you like to be the handler of the omnibus local government bill? I've got a Senate substitute in my office.
If it'll fit, we'll get her done.
Well, I wouldn't. Even though that's maybe within the rules, I wouldn't do that to you. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Seeing none, Senator from Howell, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think I've made the third reading final passage motion, so I simply renew my motion.
The Senator from Howell renews his motion that House Bill number 1250 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 1250, an act relating to primary elections. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Shaw, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 10th, votes aye. Senator from Lawrence, votes aye. Senator from Boone, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. In the same calendar, House Bill 1807, the Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I move that House Bill number 1807 and all be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Buchanan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill number 1807 et al. Be third read and finally passed. This bill basically has multiple namings of highways and provisions for special license plates. In my own district, it honors the state trooper Fred Guthrie, who died in the flood this year. And it also includes a provision for special license plates for the Pony Express, which started in St. Joseph in my district. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Beyond that, I renew my motion.
Senator, are you moving for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute?
Oh, I am. Sorry, I have a Senate substitute and Senate board.
You need to move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute first.
Hey, I move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute, and I have a Senate substitute. It has been distributed. I asked for a waiver, and I'd move for its
adoption. Send the substitute forward. A waiver of the reading has been required, seeing no objection. You have moved for the adoption of the substitute.
Right. I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute. And the differences between this and the Senate committee substitute is that it adds a provision for a special license plate for the National Wild Turkey Federation and also a special license plate for the National Rifle Association.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute to House Bill 1807. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
Require the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I know you've been the chair of Transportation Committee and have dealt with these issues a long time. In fact, I think you were the author of a bill that actually put in state statute a process by which people could come and get license plates dedicated, and even I know I passed a provision for military honorees to be able to get a Hero Way dedication, and we set up this process that individuals would go through to be able to get this done. My concern is when we start doing these bills that have all these license plates and they're not going through that process, but we still tell some of our constituents, go through the process. And by going the route of legislation, we end up passing bills that they never get the signatures for a license plate. But if they have to go to your committee, they still have to get the signatures and stuff.
Senator, they do have to get the...
No, I understand,
They have to get the signatures before they...
I understand, but this is going in state law. What I'm saying is they have to present to the committee an understanding that they've got the signatures, they paid the fees, they've done everything. If you do it in state statute, it's already a license plate. It doesn't get printed, but in the state statute it says that there is a license plate, but the department won't issue those license plates until they get enough signatures.
Now, I think that you have to, I may be wrong on this, but I think you have to have the signatures before we take the bill.
No.
No?
No. No.
Who said no?
Yeah. Basically what happens, if you go to the committee.
Let me tell you what happened.
Right.
That was one of the first bills I passed being down here because I thought this was foolish to be spending weight time on the floor doing this. We passed the bill. We had an deal in the bill that said that two senators could write a letter or five reps could write a letter and it would kill the license plate. Missouri Right to Life, we had two senators that killed the pro-life bill. They sued, and the Supreme Court threw that process out. Now, as chairman of the committee for the first 6 years, I wouldn't take any of these license plates. And send everything. The process is still there. I wouldn't take any, but there was absolutely no restraint on the other side. In the last 2 years, I've just said, heck with it.
Yeah, and I wish you wouldn't have. Because this is what
most of these come from the House.
Well, but this is what we get, and it. You know, a lot of is set in term limits. A lot of where things are going to be at. I don't have anyone in particular issues with any of these things, but we have a process, and we have a process in place to deal with all of this stuff. And if we're not going to honor that process, then let's get rid of the process.
Actually, the process is much quicker. It's the frustration I've had, and we handle a number of them through the process. We meet at least twice or three times a year, but there are some folks that this is the bill that they get to pass.
Because basically what happens is they cut the deals on the consent calendars. Everyone goes back home and says that I passed the bill as a freshman. You know, whoopee. But I understand what the senator from St. Joe is doing. I know you were involved in this. You saw it. We had a process that was in place.
And it works.
And it works. And if we just had the discipline to tell our constituents, yes, here's the packet. You even produced a packet, the Joint Committee on Transportation, basically have got, because I've got it, a constituent packet that when you're contacted by a constituent that says, I want to rename a road, I want to rename a license plate, here you go. You even prepackaged it. Now, you didn't put a bow on it, but you prepackaged it. Yeah, you prepackaged it. It was all there, and it really moves forward. But now we have all these legislative hurdles, and listen, people file bills, and that's fine. I'm not saying anything. I don't necessarily have any problems with Specialist James Burnett for his Memorial Highway designation. In Stoddard County, he's part of Hero's Way if he wanted to do that. We passed a process to be able to go through that. I appreciate his service, but I'm not going to vote for this bill because I just soon go through the processes that we created. And there's no offense to any of the families or the service. I appreciate all of that, but it's so much faster. It's so much quicker. You don't have to wait till January through May. And I just wanted everyone to know, because you created that process, that the process is there. We just ignore it. And that was my recollection of it. I don't know if you had anything else to add.
No, that's it. Okay. I'm glad you asked the question, because I get the question every time when these things come
right. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on the adoption of Senate substitute for House Bill 1807. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from Saline.
The Senator from...
Did he just walk out? He's coming back.
He's moseying back. Do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator of the, from the 7th?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. That inquiry from the Senator from CAPE reminded me that I put a process in when I was in the House probably 8 years ago. I don't know if we were working on the same one or not, but this was my process, that people who wanted a special license plate, a group, could go to the department and give the design, and I think it was 200 people would have to promise to buy it. They'd have to pay like $5,000 because that was the fee, that it was the cost of getting this all done and actually making that license plate into what they designed. And then the last process of that, the department would okay it, but then that had to come through the Joint Committee on Transportation. And the way I put the bill in was that if it passed a majority of that committee, then the license plate happened. The problem is when someone came forward later that I told the process to and how to get it through, they found that, oh, no, somebody changed the word from majority to unanimous. And, of course, there was always one person on that committee who would say no. Now, was yours a different? Mine's still in law, but I probably should have gone back before I left and changed that word unanimous to majority. Is that the same one that we were working on, or are there more than one processes in here?
Well, mine was very similar, and although we did on the original one, we allowed the two senators or five reps to block it. That's what the Supreme Court found was unconstitutional, and they threw that out. I don't know what year yours went through. It probably modified, but it was the same process. I mean,
it was when Neil St. Ange was chair of transportation in the House, and it went through. I guess mine's still in. I guess what I'd say, you and I will not be here next year. Somebody just needs to go find my old process, change the word from unanimous to majority, and we've got an easy process to do, and we don't have to keep doing this. So I guess we have one in place, sort of.
Yeah, we do it now. You can, everybody, I mean, the process is still there. And we've got a package. You've got a place to put your 200 names, send the check. And we do that three times a year. You don't have to wait for May or January okay. through May to do it. It's there. We use it. Three times a year we use it. But it's frustrating.
It gets kicked
we can't
back.
Get the other end of the building to use it.
I'm sorry?
Frustrating we can't get the other end of the building to use it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they've got a couple of three different avenues. I just wanted to see if we were working on the same thing. You know, the problem with this law, we've probably got so many duplications of different things in there. I'm glad to find out we were doing the same thing. I never knew that. Thank you very much.
Further discussion. Senator from Jefferson for what?
Inquire the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Senator, proceed.
You're right about the Joint Committee process. It's there for a reason, and it works. And the reason it's better than this process is you have to come on the front end and prove that you have enough individuals that will buy this license plate. Instead of what happens here, a few people say, hey, legislator, can you sponsor this bill for me?
Right.
Or the legislator, I don't want to generalize, want to be able to drive down a road and say, hey, I named that road after somebody, and then say they passed a bill. I think we ought to do away with this process altogether. Do it the way we do with the Joint Committee on Transportation. It makes sense. You know, my dad had four of those bills on his wall. I notice in your office you don't hang any of those.
I have three vetoes. I have a veto from Governor Holden, I have a veto from Governor Blunt, and I have a veto from Governor Nixon.
Well,
I frame my vetoes.
He had four on the wall.
Okay.
First said, died in the House. Second one said, died in the Senate. The third one said, vetoed by the governor. And then the fourth one said, never got a hearing. So, you know, I'm kind of with you. To me, it's hard to vote against these when you have Sergeant Isaac Jackson, who served our country and, you know, needs to be honored. But, you know, the legislators on the other side need to realize there's a much easier process. If constituents come to you and want a license plate or a highway naming or any of those, prove that you have enough support before you come to us.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and to your point, it's just going to, if they never collect signatures, it's just going to sit in the statute book.
Yeah, we've got so many of them. I mean, I appreciate the senator from St. Joe having the Pony Express special licensing plates, but do we really think a sufficient number of people are going to buy the Pony Express special license plate? And if they want to prove us wrong, go through the committee,
through that joint present committee process.
Present the signatures, and then you have your plate. But in the meantime, we're going to have on state statute books that we have a Pony Express specialty license plate. And it's going to sit there until enough signatures come in, if enough signatures come in at all. It's no different than, we got an update just recently. I don't know if you got one, but we got an update of all these checkoffs. You know, the largest checkoff of the tax returns this year that came in is like $1,700. But we kill ourselves to give everyone a checkoff.
And there is the checkoff if you want to pay more taxes.
Yeah,
you can.
Exactly. The Tax Me More Fund. Yeah, the Tax Me More Fund. Senator from Howell and I.
I know two people that actually pay more money.
Yeah, we're good for that. And they can come out and talk about raise my taxes all they want.
Like one of them.
Because they are actually doing it. I like all the people that say, raise my taxes, but never
pay. But nobody
pay
checks
more.
Off that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, like the whole Buffett rule, you know, I've heard that Berkshire Hathaway has like 22 states that it's fighting paying its state income tax in right now. But Warren Buffett's like, raise my taxes.
Well, that's a different
yeah, so, okay. You know, it's an interesting.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. I kind of agree with those sentiments, but, you know, it's hard for me to vote against these, but.
Well, that's why I said I have nothing against them. I'm voting no. If people want to picket me.
Maybe that's what we all should do.
Yeah, it won't be the first. It won't be the first time I've been picketed.
And I have a feeling I know what the senator from St. Francis is going to talk about, where we just, you know, talk about a few of the soldiers that died.
What, right.
Why not talk about any one that died?
Someone that didn't know a politician.
And I think that's what his point is going
to be.
And
that's
what I'll end my inquiry.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
John Quire, the senator from Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield?
I yield.
Do you need to offer
an amendment?
Yeah, you were reading my mind a little bit, but I also want to make sure the president of the Senate today was listening to this, because in all likelihood, that's where it needs to stop, is just like these, the official butterfly and the official thing, these, we have a better process. Now, it's a little bit different because some of these things just take
up
our time.
I think your sentiments were taken out of context in our committee when it became a little tense. Your point, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, is why just Patrick Schimmel? Why not Brandon Wallace from Jefferson County?
That was my point. We need to come up with a system that if somebody gives their life for this country that is from this state, we should have an automatic process. Because if their representative or senator is too lazy to do that,
Or if they don't have any family.
We still have to bring it forward.
Right.
And my point is that's the process that should be used so that no matter that the parents don't have to come up here and beg for us to do it, we should be automatically, and that could be processed straight from the department.
I understood your thoughts in committee that day.
But I wanted to make sure that the president heard this discussion because in all likelihood he would be the chairman, possibly, and if that's where it needs to stop, because at some point the chairman needs to say, no, here's the process. and I'm not going to hear that bill.
And it's important that you bring the signatures to us first so we know we're not wasting our time.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator from Buchanan.
President, to seek unanimous consent for the introduction of special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, Bob Bainan, former state representative who served with many of us, and I would hope that the Senate would make him feel welcome.
Would the guest, Senator Buchanan, rise? Would the Senate make him feel welcome? Senator from Mercer, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
I believe it's being distributed.
Madam Secretary, read the amendment, or would you like the amendment, the waiver?
I request a waiver of the reading. I believe it's being distributed. It's supposed
Seeing
to be
no objection, the waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Thank you. There it comes. I've moved for the adoption of the amendment. This is language that we've passed out here on a couple occasions now in these much anticipated transportation bills. Deals with the off-road vehicle language. If there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
The senator from Andrew has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate substitute for House Bill Number 1807. Is it any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Sullivan.
Senator from Sullivan, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator?
Yes, sir.
I just got it.
Okay.
What's it do?
It is the, right now, there's ATV language and UTV language in state statute. This language essentially legalizes off-road vehicles just like ATV and UTV. It's been in numerous proposals we've passed out of here. We worked it out with public safety and the highway patrol. And
okay.
It's basically, Senator, the difference in ATV, UTV, and off-road is size and the
And I am not on transportation, yep. But you're saying public safety said and, this is This is fine?
Yep, and Highway Patrol.
And the Highway Patrol. Okay, I don't want to shock you, but I like reading before I vote.
Nope, I appreciate it.
And to tell you, when I received this, I just received it because it's still warm.
It is warm. Hot off the press.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from Lynn.
Senator from Mercer, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You just have to do it, don't you?
I can't help myself.
Take a perfectly good bill that has nothing on it but Memorial Highway and license plate, and just because of the title is transportation, you just have to open the door.
Well, in full disclosure, Senator, what I'm trying to do here is if I get this language on here and I know it's going to be picked up in the House, then I can let the senator from Polk exceed the differences to get the federal language that the senator from Saline has been working on put into that bill, and I'm trying to move all the pieces of the checkerboard around here so that everybody can get their stuff done.
Okay,
so I'm trying to help facilitate getting some of this off the table.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Nottoway moves adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate substitute for House Bill Number 1807. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye? Those that are contrary say no? The chair is in doubt. The senator from Nottoway renews his motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the motion for the adoption of the substitute. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you?
I yield.
I don't want to beat
it. He does. Proceed.
Want to beat a so-called dead horse, but with this issue, I'd like to relay, because I agree with you, I agree there has to be a different process. And with this process the way it is, if you vote against it, you're not sympathetic to those who have lost their lives. And that's where the predicament comes. My second year in the Senate, there was a bill to give Vietnam veterans a medallion. It had an $800,000 fiscal note on it, okay? And it went consent. So when it came to the Senate committee and I was on the committee, I voted against consent because it was over $100,000. That was like on a Wednesday. That following Monday, I come into my office and I was called all weekend by veterans groups all
over
the
state. You're a terrible person for following the rules.
I am anti-veteran. Now, if you go to my office, I do hang plaques. And the reason I hang plaques is because when people come into your office, they want to know where's the plaque they gave you. So that's why I finally started hanging plaques, so they can come in and say, there's the plaque. I'm just going to peel off the metal things, put them in a storage container, and see if I can sell or contribute the wooden plaques when I'm done in a few weeks.
A couple silver plates.
But the reason I'm bringing this forth to you is, you handle pieces of legislation for veterans. I handled the funding of the veterans home in Belle Fountain Neighbors. But all of a sudden, you make an issue on a bill that should not be consent because there's a cost factor to it. That Monday, veterans organizations all throughout the state, because the state representative at that time told them all that I am anti-veteran and I killed the Vietnam medallion bill just because I kicked it off consent. And then you sit there and try to explain, let me tell you the process. So it's easy, it's difficult to stand up.
Once it gets to the floor, if it's a bill for seniors, or if it's a bill for veterans, or if it's a bill for the disabled,
the kids,
or if it's a bill like this where you name highways, you can't vote no.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm saying there needs to be a process before it gets here, as the senator tried to set up a process to keep it from all these things happening to hit this floor. So that it makes your and I jobs easier to say, yeah, the bills that come to the floor need to be heard and need to be voted on, but some of these bills, they shouldn't come because it puts you in a bad position.
I don't know if you have. When I was first elected my first year, the Senator Dolan at that time was the chair of transportation, and he came and he said they want to rename this state highway in your district after this lady that helped organize the process of getting it rebuilt. There were a lot of people over 30 years that helped organize it. So I politely said I did not want that on there. So I had the family calling and everyone calling me, why not? I says, because there's so many other people that would be offended they weren't included on that. So why can't we just, in hindsight, just tell people we were part of the process instead of having our name on the highway? Well, once again, they did not support me in my reelection efforts as well.
Yeah.
But there has to be
all
a
you
process.
Do in this business is pick up enemies. You don't pick
yeah,
up,
no, you don't,
it's kind of like
do.
Being a preacher. All you do is get more enemies from the congregation until you're finally moved or you moved yourself for the most part. But
I
understand your point.
Its...
We need to make sure that leadership sets up parameters or that we don't have to face these things. Thank you, Senator.
Okay, thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we on the bill?
We are on the adoption of the Senate substitute.
Okay. Can I inquire the senator from Buchanan?
He is speeding towards his desk. Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 23rd?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I have an amendment. It's not been distributed. I'm not trying to keep your bill from passing. It is actually related. It is a license plate issue.
Sweet.
Can we lay this over and we'll come back to it?
Since you actually have an interest in putting something on there, then I'm assured that the bill will come back. So, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Would you please
Senator
lay that
from
bill
Buchanan.
Over?
The
bill
shall
be placed on the informal calendar. Staying on that same calendar, we're on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1527, the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have entirely too many bills, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee Substitute to House Bill 1527 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cape Girardeau. All those in favor of that motion, so say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1527 be read a third time, put upon its final passage, be truly agreed to, and finally adopted. Mr. President, this bill, House Committee Substitute to House Bill 527, deals with the commercial law issue that this body dealt with on the Missouri Senate side. We are dealing with a couple of bankruptcy issues that this fixes. The first is we are changing from vehicles in the aggregate to vehicles not to exceed $3,000 in value in the aggregate. It's just a way of accounting that bankruptcy attorneys are used and utilized more often. Because of the changes in law, both on the federal level and the state level, we are moving the unmarried dependent to 21 years of age that you get an exemption from under Missouri bankruptcy instead of the current 18 years of age. That is what we were able to get agreement with from both trustees, debtor bankruptcy attorneys, credit bankruptcy attorneys. It's not the bill that I introduced and was hoping to do in this area, but those are the two areas that we were ultimately able to get agreement on to move forward. We have already passed this identical language in the Senate. The House wants to use it as a vehicle to do an omnibus judiciary bill and to change things around. I told them I'm not interested in participating in that, so the Senate version is dead in the House, and this is a version of these changes that we can make and send to the governor for his signature and evaluation. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Senator from Cape Girardeau has moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1527 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the Senator from Cape?
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I remember this bill when it came through a couple months here. Would you go over the explanation of the 21 to 18 and
right.
what practical effect that is?
Right now, when you file for bankruptcy, you get a exemption of an amount of dollars. It is $1,250 plus $350 for each of the person's unmarried dependent children under the age of 18 is where the law is now.
Okay.
What we are changing is to say that you'll continue to get that exemption from attachment or bankruptcy if the dependent unmarried child is 21. And the reason we're changing this is it's more in line with the direction that other state policies have gone. Child support now goes to your 21 if you're in higher education. We're seeing more and more dependent children live with their families till the age of 21 now, even beyond that and coming back.
The reason for the 21 is it's reflective of a societal
cultural change.
More and more common instances a 19, 20-year-old is in a circumstance.
And the thought process simply is this. If this individual files bankruptcy and this child is still living in their home and they're 21, they should still get the exemption because they're still providing sustenance for that child.
Okay. And the only witness, or there were only witnesses for it, this came from the Missouri Bar, roughly, or?
Actually, the interesting thing about this is it didn't come from the Missouri Bar. I called the Missouri Bar because I read an article that talked about how the Eighth Circuit
interpreted a United States bankruptcy judge's ruling on contingent plaintiffs' lawsuits and whether or not a U.S. trustee had the ability to garnish a contingent, a hypothetical lawsuit. And the case really came down to an individual filed bankruptcy. They had not filed a case yet. It's pretty settled law that if you file a case, hey, that's part of your assets, that's where it is. But what we had is we had a U.S. attorney, or not U.S. attorney, U.S. trustee, that was going around saying, hey, I want you to file that lawsuit. I know that you were injured here. And the individuals were like, I don't want to file a lawsuit. Well, because the trustee said, well, maybe you do your bankruptcy and then you file your lawsuit, then your creditors can't get any of your personal injury stuff or whatnot. I'm 30,000 view, not real narrow. So I started talking about that and said, hey, I want to fix this. What do creditors and debtors think? And 3 years went by from when that happened, and they were still sending emails going back and forth. And an ancillary to that, people started talking and saying, you know what, we want to clear up, because sometimes people that file bankruptcy have multiple vehicles that don't have an aggregate value of $3,000. And the way we had it listed is, a motor vehicle or any motor vehicle. So we changed that around just so they got to take the aggregate of their motor vehicles. And then this 21-year-old versus 18-year-old issue popped up. Those were issues that we thought were not as controversial. I said I'd go ahead and try to get those done. But this by no means is the issue that I wanted to address.
Right. And this is the Missouri Bar supported it because this is the pattern of other states, did you say? More and more states.
I don't know if it's a pattern for other states. I think in the state of Missouri, we have been making changes. Child support going to year 21, the age of majority and dependency being more 21.
Okay.
That many of the other creditors and debtors said, you know what, we are seeing more and more that people that file bankruptcy have children that are 19, 20, 21 living with them. We might as well let them have the exemption just like we would if they were 16, 17, or 18.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that House Committee substitute for House Bill 1527 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1527, an act relating to property exempt from attachment. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from the 10th, you are not recorded. Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senator from Jefferson, for what purpose do you rise?
Could I get unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest?
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over here on my right, sitting down, I think the first time in the Senate chamber where he didn't require to wear a tie or a jacket, is former State Senator Wes Schumacher. And for the new members, they probably don't know this mural up here of this man standing on the stage. That's actually a picture of Wes Schumacher. And it's great to have him back, have Bob Bainin back. It's very ironic for the people that know what I'm talking about. So I would ask the body to give our former colleague and a good friend, Wes Schumacher, a round of applause and welcome him back to the Senate.
Missouri State Senate, make the senator of the Jefferson feel welcome. We're on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1108, the senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 1108 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the Polk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
President, I now move that House Bill number 1108, third read and finally passed. President, 1108, most of the people in the body, I think, has received information on this, but this is what they call Kelsey's Law. And what happened, if you remember, there was a lady from Kansas that got abducted several years ago from a shopping center out there, and her body was found about 4 days later. What Kelsey's Law does, that the communication companies now have the ability to be able to what they call ping on a cell phone where your location is. So what this bill actually does, and most of the phone companies, I will say, they're all supportive of this, and some of them are already doing this. But what it basically says is that they can turn that information over to law enforcement if it's in serious circumstances that could cause death or physical injury. They could be able to provide that information to law enforcement, which they have to do. And if you have been through this before, where I have, the problem is if you go in the evening hours, you go on a Saturday or Sunday trying to go through a communications company, go through legal staff and be able to obtain this information is almost impossible. What this bill would simply allow them to do with no liability, they would be able to give that information to law enforcement or emergency personnel, and they should be able to find that person in case of an abduction or murder or homicide or whatever it might be. But this is a law that this bill here, I truly think, has the ability to truly save somebody's life in the near future.
Senator from Polk has moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1108 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
President, I renew my motion.
The senator from Polk renews his motion that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1108 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1108, an act relating to caller location information. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Votes aye. Senator from Andrew. Votes aye. Senator from Stoddard. Votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are, and they shall be read.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its position on House Amendments 1, 2 as amended, 3, 4, 6, and 8 to Senate Bill 564 and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House has taken up and adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 28. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. If we have conferees, would you please read those in?
We have conferees. Madam Secretary, please read.
Conference Committee appointments on Senate Bill 564 as amended. Senators Brown, Wasson, Richard, McKenna, and Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, the order of business of House bills on third reading, the informal calendar, House Bill 1807, the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan.
That House Bill number 1807 et al. With a Senate substitute pending be called from the informal calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Buchanan. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Senator, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that House Bill number 1807 et al. Be third read and finally passed, and I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
The Senator from Buchanan has renewed his motion to adopt the Senate substitute for House Bill 1807. Does any senator desire to be heard? The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send the amendment forward.
Mr. President, it has been distributed. I would request a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the waiver of the reading shall be granted. Would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of the amendment. This is actually an amendment that does relate to license plates. Presently in state statute, it permits local political subdivisions to be exempt from registration, proof of ownership, and other requirements by displaying the name of political subdivisions and the department and the number identifying the vehicle on the side of the vehicle. In many places, they do that. In others, they use a license plate. But yet, we do not have that in state statute. So what this would allow is for that information to be displayed either on the side of the vehicle or on the license plate. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
The Senator from the 23rd has moved for adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2, the Senate Substitute for House Bill Number 1807. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 23rd removes his motion that Senate Amendment Number 2 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has been adopted. Senator from Buchanan, we are on the adoption motion for the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Franklin.
Cannon.
Senator from Cannon, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just need to talk to you for a second because I'm having an amendment drafted, just a simple little amendment, and I just didn't want you to close.
I appreciate that, and I will send a long-distance telegraphic message to the senator from the 7th that, we are on this bill, and I understand that she has an amendment also, so maybe if somewhere in the building she's listening, she might hear that and prepare to come up and do her thing, too.
Well, you know what? I just had a little birdie, actually a big birdie, whisper in my ear that someone else might want to ask you a couple of questions, and so I don't want to get in the way of that. I'll just sit back down and do my amendment and hear directly.
Take my day.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Could I inquire the Senator from Lewis?
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Lewis. Would you yield to the senator from St. Francis?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I just had an inquiring. I didn't
while they're waiting for this, are you aware, since you're the chairman of agriculture, that our ag department decided this year to start enforcing a many years old law that anybody that sells any plants in the state, including garden clubs, have to apply for a state license, have to get paid $25? Were you aware of that?
Did you know, well, not exactly that, but I know that some people that were trying to sell some plants, you know, for fundraising.
Fundraising.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, our garden clubs in our area is typically sweet old ladies that have been in them forever. What they do in the spring is they divide some of their plants that need to be divided, then they have a sale, and most of the time they might make $50 to $100 to help their garden clubs. Now they have to pay $25, and they have to be subject to inspection of their home garden by the state to make sure that there's not some outside bug that has gotten into their home garden and could be detrimental to the state of Missouri's health from that home garden within Missouri. And like this plant, these bugs won't travel, or I just don't understand it. But it seems, my point is, I just found this out today, and my garden clubs are a little ticked at the state. And I talked to the director. He said he'd take care of it. Then I talked to the lady, and she said, his underling said, no way could they make an exception, because what I propose is have a $125 fee for all the state garden clubs, since they have a organization that goes up to the top that they could file, and eliminate the inspection. And they've been told absolutely not.
I think we might, hopefully we've got another ag bill that might come up next
week. If you have a vehicle, I wish you would correct that, because it seems kind of terrible to when ladies are trying and I say ladies, I'm sure some of the garden clubs have men in them, but where they're trying to do good things for the community. I know our garden clubs put on a lot of events and sponsor a lot of events. To make them pay $25. Now, in Farmington, we have three branches, because in the 60s and 70s, they used to have real rivalries on who could raise the best roses, and they'd have flower shows and that type of thing. So we've still had three branches. None of them have over 20 members, but now they all have to. Three have $25 fees, and they're all subject to home inspections. That just seems stupid.
Well, it seems a little more like a pure bureaucracy, doesn't it? A pure bureaucracy. And that's, you know, I really, like I say, hopefully we'll have
I would hope that you would change that, or we probably will be looking at the Ag's budget next year, because obviously they've got too much revenue coming in from $25 a piece to not take that out of the budget.
You know, these people take great pride in their gardens and the plants that they do grow. And it is nice, the events that they do. I know they're in my county. Those groups actually go out and help spruce up the county fairgrounds
That's what they do in our area. Every time there's some new building or new thing, they've asked the garden clubs to come in and take care of the landscaping around it for public good, and yet we're hitting those people.
Each one tries to outdo the other one, too.
That's right.
They?
Well, that's a good thing, and I just wanted you to make aware of it, because if you have a vehicle this year that we can throw it on, I'd like to see you do that, and if not this year, you'll still be the chairman probably next year. We want you to go ahead and try to find something to correct that
Hopefully
situation.
We'll have something next week if you can get something ready.
That would be great. Well, I don't know if we've stalled long enough, but I wanted to make the body aware of it, because you're probably going to be hearing from your local garden clubs that they're being now. They've actually sent out directives that you are subject to a $500 fine if we catch you selling any of these petunias without prior approval from the state. If we can't go and inspect your garden to make sure that there's not some foreign bug in your garden, we're going to shut you down. You ready?
These plants are sold locally right there in the same area.
But, I mean, it just seems stupid. Yeah. I think he's getting real close to being ready, so thank you, Senator, for the inquiry, and if we need to sell some more, the Senator can do it.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Buchanan. Does any other Senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the Franklin, what purpose to seek recognition?
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis, you yield.
I yield.
You yield, Senator. You may proceed.
I thought I just heard you say something about people that are just simply wanting to sell petunias or having a problem.
Yeah, what most garden clubs around the states have done for years. The state is in the spring when their flowers are able to be divided. You know, there's a lot of plants that you can divide and not hurt them. I don't know which ones they are, but I've seen it done. And hostas, they do that a lot with. Hostas, you can divide them in the spring and then go plant them at double the amount of hostas.
When you say dividing, though, you mean basically ripping them apart.
Yeah, you take a spade, you separate them, and then you take them, and you can, if you plant them within just a few days, it will grow. The other thing, what's the little purple flower? Phlox can be divided. There's a lot of plants, and a lot of garden clubs around the state have always had a fundraiser in the spring, making a little money doing that. And now the state, in its wisdom, has decided not only are we going to charge each group $25, we're going to threaten them with a fine if they don't get the prior approval, and we're going to go to their yards and inspect their flowers to see if they could have some possible. Now, I've got Japanese beetles. I don't know when we're going to evict them. They're illegal imports, and I think that we should get rid of the Japanese beetles because they mess with my roses, and it really ticks me off. But are you ready now?
Have you got I think your... I am.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Franklin.
I have an amendment. It has been distributed, and I would request a waiver of the reading.
Send your amendment forward. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Would you want to move for the adoption?
Yes, Mr. President, I move for the adoption. This is the one that ends in 04S, and I move for its adoption.
Senator, you want to explain your amendment?
Yeah, actually, this is a bill that we passed last year. It was signed by the governor last year, and then there were literally some technical questions as to how the graphics on this particular license plate would be put together. We do have that straightened out. The governor is in. He's okay with all this and is waiting for it to hit his desk so that it can be corrected from last year. So it's almost just a technical amendment to what we did last year.
Senator from Franklin has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 23rd, what purpose is he?
Thank you, Mr. President. I inquire the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He yields.
Is this really your handwriting?
Well, I was in a bit of a hurry.
I mean, we have a restaurant term. That looks like Bev Naps, which is like beverage napkins.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Brian yet.
I was wondering how much that looked like my signature as well, and then I remembered that I was kind of in a hurry when I scribbled it on there.
Okay. I thought, are you left-handed and don't know it?
I think I'll take my Fifth Amendment privilege
okay.
on that one.
All right. Thanks, Senator.
Did you have any other questions?
Senator from St. Francis.
Inquire the Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, you yield?
Oh, yes, I do.
Good question, Corey. This is the Don't Tread on Me license plate that we had a hearing on. Is that correct?
Yes, it's the one from last year.
Now, that represents what group? Who would get a license plate for this? Any particular group or organization?
I can't speak for any group, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, you know, every time I get protested in Farmington, somebody's usually got one of these banners. And I think this is the same group that came after me when I ran for the pro tem and sent out emails saying how liberal I was. And I think it's the same group that recruited somebody to run against me for the House. I think.
Nice. Well, I hope it's not.
I would hope it's not, too, but I think it is. If they have a license plate, will I know who they are when they come at me and try to make me a hood ornament?
You know, that's why he's the floor leader, because he's much smarter than I am.
I should let this go just so that I can see him coming at me.
It'll be a great way for you to identify. But then again, I would make
a good hood ornament, like a Pontiac, an old Pontiac.
Well, perhaps.
Well, I just wanted a clarification. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
We're on the motion.
Make sure I knew who they were.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Franklin. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close. Thank you.
Senator from Franklin has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. We're back on the motion of the senator from Buchanan. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now that the snake amendment is on the bill,
I close.
The senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute for House Bill 1807. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan, you are recognized for a third read motion.
Mr. President, I now move that House Bill 1807 et al., as amended by the Senate substitute, be read and finally passed.
Heard the motion, Senator from Buchanan. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Buchanan has made the third read motion on House Bill 1807 as amended by the Senate substitute. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1807 et al. Sorry, it's an act relating to transportation. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th, votes aye. Senator from Boone,
aye.
Votes aye. By your vote, 26 aye, 5 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
For House Bill 1128.
On the informal calendar, House Bill 1128. Senator from the 8th.
Bill 1128. Be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion of the senator from 8th. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from 8th.
Mr. President, we were on a Senate substitute, so I renew my motion for the adoption. Senate substitute has a few things in it. This is a National Guard overseas training ribbon, a National Guard partnership program ribbon, also has the Minuteman Award. The substitute has two things added to it. It adds Vietnam Veterans Day, which would be March 30th. It also adds Vietnam Veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom Day, which would be March 26th. Be glad to answer any questions.
Heard the motion of the senator from 8th. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the Andrew, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of you.
Of me?
Yes.
Proceed.
Are we working off a Senate substitute or a Senate committee substitute?
This is House Bill. We're working on a Senate substitute
okay.
for House Bill 1128.
Thank you.
We're on the motion of the senator from the 8th. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To acquire the senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, you yield. He yields, senator. You may proceed.
I have in my notes pulling this bill up that there is a zero fiscal note.
Correct.
So when we establish days in the year to be certain days, I guess the only cost would be on a calendar if somebody wants to print it, I guess.
It goes into statute that way. If somebody wants to have a rally to recognize those veterans of VFW Hall, they can send out letters and notices to those veterans that potentially served during Vietnam or during Freedom or Iraq Freedom. There's no cost.
Okay.
We're on the motion of the senator from 8th. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion on the adoption motion for the Senate substitute. The
senator from the 8th has moved to the adoption of the Senate substitute for House Bill 1128. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, you are recognized for a third read motion.
Mr. President, I now move that the House Bill 1128 be third read and finally passed.
Heard the motion of the senator from 8th. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th has moved that House Bill 1128 is amended by the Senate substitute be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate substitute for House Bill 1128, an act relating to military honors. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from the 24th votes aye. By your vote, 31 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there's no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, with the consent of both chairmen, would you please re-refer House Committee Substitute to House Bill 1758 from the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence to the Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families?
It will be so referred. Senator 24th. 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of House bills on third reading. Formal calendar.
House bills, third read, formal calendar, House Bill 14-1094. That would be the senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill, or House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1094 with Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 10 for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1094 be adopted.
Do you want to go ahead and explain that?
Actually, Mr. President, I have an amendment. I believe it's already at the diet. Oh, I need to send it forward. Okay.
Send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
No, it has not. Actually, all it does is add in the House Committee Substitute at the head of the bill. If everybody looks at that bill, it does not have House Committee Substitute.
The bill it is short and may be read. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Munslinger to amend Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1094, Section 1, Page 1, Section Title String, Line 2 of the title string by inserting after all of said line the following, quote, House Committee Substitute 4, close quote.
Move for the adoption.
I move for its adoption.
Senator from Lewis has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from...
Senator from Lewis, do you yield to Senator from Cape?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. So I understand you've got an amendment. We didn't get it. I know it was read, but what does it exactly do?
If you look at the bill,
okay.
Up here it says second regular session, Senate committee substitute. It doesn't have House committee substitute.
It's a typo in...
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're going to put House committee substitute up there. It's not a substantive change, it's just...
No, it's okay. A corrective change in...
Okay. And that's printed. Your amendment, and then what does the underlying bill do?
Okay. I guess I can go ahead and say that. Actually, this bill is actually one that moves us as a state into this century as far as allowing the electronic transfer of funds. I know I've had people go into the license offices and other places, and they have to use either cash or a check. This allows them to use a credit card or other electronic funds. Also would allow the state to use electronic transfer when they actually pay bills. They can actually do it directly, or they can work through another agency that does that type of services for this state or other states.
Did we have a bill on this, and was this heard in a Senate committee?
This is a House bill. It was heard in a Senate committee as the committee substitute, so everything in here has been heard in a Senate committee.
I understand what the underlying House bill was, but that was, the same exact language, or what did you have to change? Why?
No, the House bill was actually the very first part, the 37.007.
And then you've
got an
exception.
The House committee substitute added in the part on
page 3, I guess?
It would be on page 2.
Right, that's through funds transfer system in an amount within that approved the Board of Health.
County health boards, they actually have to use an old voucher system.
Okay.
This would allow them to use electronic transfers, but still with the approval of the health board.
Okay.
So it's still local control. And the Senate substitute included the MODEX funding, which is on page 3 and page 4.
Okay, and what is the MODEX?
MODEX is what the Department of Public Safety uses. I can read what it says.
What are you doing? Except
MODEX is a tool that's used by law enforcement that provides law enforcement agencies with the ability to search, link, analyze, and share the criminal justice information with things such as incident case reports, incarceration data. And I got an example of that. The sheriff in Adair County had a warrant out for a gentleman, looked for him for almost a month, and then found out 2 days after he'd been released from, I think it was Iron County, that he'd actually been in their jail the whole time. But it would allow them to link up and find out that information.
Well, I understand that. Where are they getting their funds?
Oh, the funding? Actually, it was a loophole that was passed back when this fund was set up, that when you go to court, you actually do pay the $6 fee. But when you pay at the fine collection center, fee collection center,
right,
that is not collected there. So this is actually closing that loophole.
Right.
That it's even, and actually, you know, a lot of them would rather pay at the fine collection.
It wasn't a loophole, Senator. It was put there by design.
You already get a break when you pay at the fee collection center instead of going through the court system.
That's what I was getting to. I've got a huge issue here. There's another individual that wants to put a $4 court cost on the fine collection traffic tickers for the prosecutor's retirement fund, and now we're wanting to do this $10 and $6 for infractions to go from the fine collection center. That's not happening.
But you think it's fine to pay in a court where you actually
have to go through the whole process? There's a difference where individuals actually have work that goes on in court in the fine collection center where courts aren't involved at all.
And there's a big difference. And there's not a loophole, and I can promise you there's not a loophole, because I'm the one that put the specific language in there. Okay. And there's a big difference between saying it's a loophole when I put in excluding, and now you're wanting to change including. So I don't have much of an issue with what you said the underlying bill was. I do have, shall instruct all state agencies. I think you need to know that you're now going to be paying more for this on a credit card, because I don't want the state to pay the credit card fees. You know, the credit card companies charge you money when you accept a credit card. So I don't know that we've properly dealt with the fact that if you want the convenience of paying on a credit card with the state, that the state's not going to pick up that credit card fee. So I don't know that you've addressed that at the front part of your legislation.
And it was actually, it's a House bill.
Well, I understand. That's why things come through the Senate. If all we did is what the House wrote and passed, we'd be in a world of hurt, Senator. But that's why it comes through the Senate, where people actually read the bills and have an understanding of where the bills are. And instead of just doing, what some lobbyist told some House member to file and try to pass. So
this,
I don't know which pleasure you want. I mean, I'm just trying to be open and candid with you. There's going to be huge issues of you adding a court fee when it goes through the fine collection center. And then I just think we can draft this a little bit better. I don't have a problem with people using credit cards, which is your underlying bill. I just want to make sure that the state's not going to be on the hook for the charges that are associated with this, and I don't see that that's addressed anywhere in this bill.
I don't see it either. Like I say, it does not exclude the use of, and I'm an old-fashioned person. I like the paper record. I like to go in and write a check.
Right.
I actually hate
going to
Walmart.
And the senator from Howell uses gold bricks. So he's still...
He's lucky. He's able to buy more than I am with my checks now. I know
right?
that.
But the senator from Howell has said the new commodity will be 22 long shells. So
I've got a few of those, too.
You're a survivalist, Senator. You're a survivalist.
Well, it doesn't hurt that I've got a son that works for an ammunition company, either.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it. So I don't have a problem with the underlying House bill. I know that we haven't had a Senate bill that has the other stuff, because I would have caught it before now, and
actually,
I know that the other stuff is out there.
There actually is a Senate bill, but it never got a hearing.
Right. So maybe there's a reason it didn't. And anyway, I.
So what's your suggestion at this point? Do you think
my pleasure would be, I would be willing to work with you to make sure that we properly draft the first component of your bill, that the state is not going to eat the credit card expenses, and make sure that as you mandate that the state goes to a credit card, we have a clear understanding that, if it costs $6 for a title and you put it on a credit card, it's going to cost $6 plus whatever the credit card company is going to charge the state as the vendor for accepting that, that we're not eating that as a state. And then the second part that I have real concerns, it's not going to be fixable.
Can we also work on Department of Conservation? Because when you call in and do it online or do it online, they also charge you an extra $2 to do the processing fee.
I don't have a problem working on any of that stuff. Yeah, I'm fine with you on that. If you want to add that, but I think you have multiple components here. You have the state being able to use a credit card. I'm not necessarily opposed to that. I just want to make sure that the state does not eat the transaction costs. And then the second part is this MODEX fund. I'm the one that created that language. I know I specifically put in excluding, not including. That wasn't a loophole. That wasn't an oversight. I'm going to be gone in a year. You'll be back. Go knock yourself out 6 months from now. But as long as I've got oxygen that comes into my breath, I'm not going to have what I put in specifically there be a loophole that's changed.
So you think they're working on an amendment now, or...
Say again?
Do you think they're working on an amendment now?
I don't know. Maybe. It'd probably be more beneficial to lay it over and have them work on it, but I'm not the floor leader. That's not my pleasure. You're the bill handler.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to ask for an amendment now, but...
I think it would be probably better for you to just drop a Senate substitute because we're having a lot of changes that might be more appropriate in the form of a Senate substitute than a Senate committee or amendments. But
you've got the floor.
It's your pleasure. Okay. So I've got your commitment that that's your plan. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
President.
Senator Lewis.
I ask that bill right over.
It will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from Troy, staying on that order of business. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1140 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
It will be placed on the informal calendar. House Bill 1192, Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, would you please place that bill on the informal calendar?
House Bill 1135, Senator from... The Green. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I move that we take up and pass House Bill 1135 et al.
The senator from Green has moved for that you heard the motion of the senator from Green. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 1135 et al. Be third read and passed.
You need to move for an option of the Senate Committee Substitute, Senator.
Mr. President, I do move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute.
All right. Senator, would you like to explain the substitute?
And my apologies to you and the body. I thought that was still in fiscal oversight, but I'm pleased to be able to bring it before the body. This is the House version that has been changed to match what we did on the administrative rules changes. There was, I believe, one minor change that corrected the House version, and it's identical to what we passed out of this body. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Senator from Green has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1135. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, is this similar to what we dealt with earlier in the year? It is now. It is now. You're putting the issue that we worked together on?
Yes, on the regulatory reform.
The Senate Committee Substitute.
Right. So it matches what this body did rather than... The House version was quite different. So when it came through the Senate committee, we used the Senate version that passed through this body and adopted that.
Some of this stuff deals with the Office of Administration. And let me throw an idea at you, because this was brought to me every year. And the bill does not go anywhere, but the idea was created back in 2001 when we're having these tough times to sweep funds. The actual idea came from Farmer Representative Marble. I kind of
dealt with the issue, and then the senator from St. Charles dealt with it for a few years. But there is one fund, it's called the Revolving Information Technology Trust Fund, and it's administered, created through the appropriations process in House Bill 5. The funds created to account for monies transferred from OA Revolving Trust Fund for the purpose of tracking payments and receipts of services associated with the, some billing system they have. They are federal monies that can't be swept when you do the sweep bill. So what my amendment does is it creates the Missouri Revolving Information Trust Fund to contain monies transferred to the Office of Administration by any state agency in return for information technology expenses. Would you have a problem with this, or is it too much, too information in too little of time?
Quite frankly, I'd be more comfortable that we talk about it a little bit instead of just putting it on here, because I'm not sure that I follow the details of what you're...
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be quite honest with you. I have it in my file folder, and different bureaucracies come to me, and they run it by me, and I really didn't know it was actually going to be put on 1094. Then I seen this issue come up, and I was thinking about putting it on. But I don't want to complicate a piece of legislation you have worked on, and you have worked on judiciously with myself, of putting that in anything.
A lot of help on this.
So I don't want to delay the process on your bill. So you've answered my question on that. I'll work on Senator from Lewis's bill of doing this. But let's get back to your bill real quick.
Sure.
And just to refresh everybody's memory, we dealt with this bill, I think, the second week of February.
Yes.
The one you are pushing. And these are some of the ways, and you worked with OA to streamlining government for individuals and the process. Want my amendment? All right. Okay. I'm going to get this amendment drafted over to research. Would you mind?
That sounds good.
While we discuss this, could you get that drafted to this bill? Make sure that's the amendment. But anyway, let's talk and let them look at that real quick.
Okay.
It was to streamline government, but it was also to deal with administrative rules. Originally, you wanted all rules thrown out and start from scratch, and you kind of came to the understanding that probably wouldn't be the best, so this is the process you came up with.
And great, yeah, that's great. Okay. Yeah, the original bill that was introduced placed a sunset on all administrative rules, and actually the underlying House bill here did the same thing. And what we did when it came over to the Senate, when it went through committee, for simplicity's sake, we because that language had been worked out in this body, we adopted the Senate committee adopted the language that was passed here. So instead of all the rules being just having a sunset on them, which quite frankly would create a lot of problems with some of the federal funds you mentioned and a mountain of paperwork that would be produced, and I didn't want it to turn into the, you know, the rhetorically speaking, that Government Paperwork Reduction Act that takes a mountain of paper to talk about. So I, with your help, and I appreciate it, we put together this, and a number of people, I have to say, we put together this process by which the rules will be reviewed on a rolling schedule. And our staff with the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules worked on this extensively, and I very much appreciate their help and their insight. And I think we have a good product, a product that will, on a continual basis, provide some accountability through the review process internally within the agencies, and then the legislature has a bite at the apple, too, with the Administrative Rules Committee, the JCAR, and also the petition process is strengthened in here. I know we talked about this extensively when it came through this body, but this is, like I say, this is the same language that we dealt with before.
Okay, I think we're getting to the point where I can offer my amendment, and I'm going to ask that it quickly be start. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
I ask that it be copied because it's two paragraphs, and I would like to share with everyone what it does, and then I'll explain it, and I move for the adoption.
Go ahead and explain your amendment. We will not close until this.
Okay, this amendment was brought to. This amendment was brought to me by the people in the Office of Administration, and basically we're creating the Missouri Revolving Information Technology Trust Fund, which shall contain monies transferred. Wow, it's getting put out already. Paid to the Office of Administration by any state agency in return for information technology expenses which may be incurred to ensure the proper use and operation of any information technology equipment. The treasurer shall be the custodian of the fund, may approve disbursement from the fund. Any monies remaining in the fund at the end of biennium shall not revert to the credit of the general revenue fund. The state treasurer shall invest in the fund in the same manner as other funds invested. It was brought to me by Office of Administration that they needed to be used, so if there's no one that has questions, I move for the adoption of the amendment.
Senator from the 13th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Andrew, what purpose do you seek recognition?
For the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He yields. Okay. Senator, you may proceed.
If I remember right, was it last year or the year before that we took all the technology dollars out of the departments and we centralized in underneath OA? And yep. now they want to charge back to those departments when they do information technology work?
We make a motion to stand at ease, and you and I can step outside real quick to make you comfortable, Mr. President.
Senator from 13th.
Unanimous consent to stand at ease for just...
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Senator from...
I'm back in because...
We are back in session. Senator from the 13th.
No, you gave up the floor so I could stand at ease.
Senator from Andrew, are you seeking recognition?
With the Senator of the 13th.
Senator 13th, yield. You're back.
Okay, Senator, just quickly a rundown so the other three people on the floor understand what we're doing here.
Five
people on the floor. The money was moved last year, the year before. We consolidated IT under OA. What this essentially does is you're going to establish a fund. Next year's budget, they're going to move all the IT money back to the departments, and then essentially the departments will hire OA that still have the IT people to do whatever work necessary.
You explained it much better than I did.
Okay. I just want to make sure that everyone was aware of what is actually happening here. So thank you for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
On the motion, the senator from the 13th. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Nottoway.
Senator from Nottoway, you yield.
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
I appreciate your explanation of the senator from the 13th Amendment. So what is your analysis? What is your outcome?
So
is this a good idea?
Here was my concern. My concern was a couple of years ago we consolidated IT. We took the people and the money from each department and put it all under OA.
Right.
What I was worried about is what they were then doing is now they were saying, okay, and now we're going to build the departments. Well, you got the people and the money, and now you're going to build them again. That's not their intent. What's happening right now, specifically like on federal programs?
I understand it's not their intent, but what are we making sure that they don't do that?
You're right. We are actually trusting Linda and the folks at OA on what they say they're going to do.
Okay.
So here's what was shared with me, and then we can talk about how we ensure that happens. My understanding is right now, if they have a federally funded program and IT work has to be done, they have to essentially hire someone and dedicate them to that one program. That's why they want to set up this scenario. So I think, to your point, there's probably legitimate language that needs to be put in there that says that the dollars that were consolidated go back to the departments or...
My only concern, when we start doing this stuff, all of a sudden we start growing core requirements. And just like, you know, this is the first time that we really started in any meaningful way to eliminate non-filled FTE, and we call them job reductions. Well, you know, last time I checked, even though you had an FTE there and you didn't hire anybody for it, that's not a job reduction.
That's correct.
I mean, so we haven't really... The only people that have actually had downsizing of state workers is MoDOT. Now, we can run around here all we want and say, oh, yeah, we're consolidating and we're doing stuff. No, you're not. You're just now eliminating FTE that didn't have warm bodies in that slot. So now, from what I see on this, and this wasn't a bill, this hasn't gone through the committee process in the Senate. It's towards the end of session once again, and people want to throw these ideas. My only concern is how do we make sure that we haven't created another one of these virtual lines
right.
that they're able to say, I need more money for, but they really don't need more money for. It's like double counting summer school all over again. I don't want to double count IT.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I don't know if the senator from the 13th is hearing, but that I just want to make sure if we're going to do this with OA that there's some way that we don't double count IT.
Right.
And I don't know that that's here.
It's not.
And
I don't
trust the second floor any further than I can throw it.
Well, I'm with you on that.
So I don't know where we are at this point or not.
Best thing to do
I see that the senator from the 13th's got another amendment. I don't know what his pleasure is. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the senator from Green that's dropping another amendment.
Well,
I apologize.
And the senator from Green, this was his regulatory, if I remember right, this is the regulatory language.
Right.
That
I don't know if you remember, I think this is the House version of the regulatory language, which, if you remember, when we passed it out of here, didn't we sunset the rules in a certain amount of time or something like that?
The underlying bill from the senator, yes, from Green. Okay.
But now I think...
I think he's making it the Senate version. The House gave him the House version. I don't want to speak for him, but the House gave him the House version. Now he's taking it back to the Senate version.
Now, the new Senate version is we're just going to do a review. We're not going to actually sunset anything.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's... Okay.
Senator from... Three senators on the floor. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
That will... Bill will be... It's one behind you, doesn't you? It will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from St. Francis on a privilege motion?
Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis is recognized for a privileged motion.
Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 736 with the House Amendment be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You heard the motion, Senator from St. Francis. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, what this bill is the bill that I had for St. Francis County, that the county, in order to go from second class to first class, would have to give back 25% of its revenue to the cities. And the cities have told me that they don't want it. They want it to, them to be used on their road and bridges in the county. Now, we sent it to the, I think it had a unanimous vote here, we sent it to the House. The House restricted it, only put one amendment on, but it's a pretty big one. We talked about it the other day, and that's to allow St. Charles, St. Louis County, and St. Louis City to vote on the funding for the arch. It's the same provision that we talked about the other day. The only thing is, makes it a little bit different. I had a chance. I voted for that and against the emergency clause, Mr. President, and the reason I voted against the emergency clause, I really wasn't given any reason that it was an emergency. And since that time, Mr. President, I thought I'd talk about the emergency clause just briefly. Since that time, I looked at it, and if the emergency clause allows them to put it on the November ballot is, I believe, if you're going to vote on this, I think the vast majority of the people need to be voting on it. November, that would happen. I don't want to put this off on a lesser election in February or some other month. And so, Mr. President, I will ask for the emergency clause. If you want to kill this part of the bill, this has nothing to do with St. Francis County, I don't care, but since we've already taken up that part, I'd like to see it go forward, and I'm changing my vote on the emergency clause, because if it's going to go forward, I want the majority of the people to vote on the thing come November. I'd be happy to renew my motion for its passage.
You need to move for the adoption of House Amendment number 1.
I would, in fact, move for the adoption of House Amendment 1.
And Senator from St. Francis moved for adoption of House Amendment number 1. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape.
To inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
Thank you for yielding, Senator. If you could, what bill number is this?
This bill is 736.
Senate Bill 736?
Correct.
Okay.
And it exclusively sets it for St. Francis County, and the amendment from the House then adds that language that you objected to the other day.
Right.
And talking about the fact that you pay money when you go to St. Louis on the, right, on the taxes. In, right, fact, you're allowing them to vote on a tax,
right,
increase.
Is there anything that guarantees that this election will be held on November? That's not in the House.
No, it isn't. But the other day I voted no, right, and then I looked into it, and the only way it can get on the November is if we have the emergency clause enabling them to put it on in time to have it on the
How is that? Because bills become effective August 28th, and that's plenty of time to print
It's plenty of time to print, but all three bodies would then have to have action at that time to put it. That's what I
don't think you're being told the truth about the emergency clause. In fact, I think the emergency clause is so that they can have it at an earlier election like this summer.
Okay, it's not my amendment, so that may
right,
be true.
I understand. I understand, but if the bill becomes effective August 28th, there's plenty of time in which to get ballots prepared and done, because that's the same time, you know, roughly when we'll have our primaries, and then there's still plenty of time in order to have general election ballots printed.
Can they go ahead and pass whatever enabling language from those three government bodies in preparation for a bill being going into effect on August 28th?
You know, I mean, any of these individuals, I mean, I don't know. I'm not on their city councils. I don't know when they meet. I don't know if they can meet on anything.
Or if they can pass something before it becomes legal.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is I would have more faith in what you were saying if there was a mandate that this had to occur on the November ballot. You know, I would be shocked if these entities put it on the November ballot, to tell you the truth.
Well,
and there's no requirement in the amendment that I saw and I read that said that they would be on the November ballot.
No, there wasn't, because you don't know if the emergency clause is going to pass or not.
So we have Senate Bill 736, which was your underlying bill, and then rather than go to conference, you have chosen to adopt the House committee amendment.
Right, but if we don't have the emergency clause,
right,
it's okay with me?
Well, I understand that, and it's
or
not so much
the
emergency
clause. Or we
can set it
back and take it off completely off, but
And that's the other option that we have.
Right.
And I know that they're putting this arch deal. We had one piece of legislation with the senator from the 24th.
Right,
and
it may not go forward. I think this has got a better chance going forward. What if we pass it now, even
with
the emergency
clause? I understand what you're doing in your neck of the woods, but I still have concerns over this archway. And great concerns with that. I would think your underlying bill would not have any problems moving forward if we went to conference and you were able to revisit and strip off this amendment, as opposed to at this point trying to truly agree you're trying to TFP it, truly agree to, and finally pass.
Right, and that's why I think it's got a better chance. Now, but like I said, if you would like to do it without the emergency clause.
Well, it's not the emergency clause, it's the whole arch tax. That's the issue, not the emergency clause. So I understand that we're on your bill, your amendment, and all of those things. I didn't have a problem and actually voted for your underlying bill, but now with this archway grounds tax, I mean, it's your pleasure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to kill it, Senator,
I'm just going to stand here for a little while.
I will withdraw, and I assume then I'm able to go to change my privilege motion to go to conference.
Yeah. I don't see why that would be a problem.
Now, let me ask you this before I do that.
Yeah.
If they say, okay, now would that be outside seeing the difference?
No,
put a date certain on that?
I'm not talking. I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to put a date certain on it. I want you to strip the Arch Amendment.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Mr. President.
Senator.
You have to withdraw your motion.
Senator Francis.
I have the floor. Actually.
I know that's why I'm waiting for you to give up the floor.
Mr. President, thank
you. Senator St. Francis.
Mr. President, I withdraw my motion. Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
Whoa. We need to withdraw the motion for the amendment.
Yes.
Withdraw the motion for the adoption of the amendment.
Yes.
And then withdraw your motion for the third read motion.
I withdraw my third read motion.
Now, state your privileged motion.
Mr. President, I move that Senate refuse to concur on Senate Bill 736 as submitted by the House, and request the House to recede from its position, and failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
Heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Green on a privilege motion?
Senator from Green, state your privilege motion.
Mr. President, I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 562 with House committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You heard the motion. You heard the motion from Senator from Green. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I now move that House committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 562 be adopted. This is the leasing bill that we approved earlier in this body that allows the universities to lease property. The only exception to this was that one of the universities was carved out. That was added back in the House, and I believe that the senator from Cape may want to comment on that. There is... That's within the House committee substitute. I'd be happy to answer any other questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Heard the motion. Senator from Green, does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, you yield.
Yes, I do.
He yields, sir. You may proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. I appreciate it. First, could you tell me what bill number this is again?
Senate Bill 562 is the unwanted bill.
562. I am going through my Rolodex here. 562. Got it. All right. Thank you very much for that. And I really do want to say thank you for working with me on this.
Thank you.
Previously, I had requested with you, and you had been gracious enough to agree on the Senate floor to take Southeast Missouri State University out. Through further discussions and dialogue that was done, you and I discussed this, and I let you know that I would be fine with the House adding it back in. It was added it back in the House, and then you and I have discussed, and I fully support the version of the bill that's here. I appreciate your indulgences in working with me on that in that particular area and on that particular matter, and really do appreciate your work, support your bill, and
Thank you.
Hot dogs, apple pie.
Thank you, and appreciate you explaining that. And like I say, that's the only change that we have in here. So
from the Senate version, correct?
Right.
Yes. Thank you. So now all you're wanting to do is to adopt the House committee substitute, and then truly agree to and finally pass and send to the governor this.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
To my surprise, Mr. President, I have three of my former colleagues and former good friends from the Missouri House coming up to visit me today. We have former Representative Wanamaker, former Representative Knutson, and former Representative Hosmer flattering me with their company. I wish the Missouri Senate would give them a nice round of applause.
Would the guests of the Senator from the 13th please rise and the body make them feel very welcome. Senator from the 13th. Senator from Green.
We've been confused before, Mr. President. I would renew my motion.
The senator from Green has moved for the adoption of the House committee substitute. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from Boone, Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Senator from Franklin votes aye. Senator from Christian votes aye. Senator from Clay votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the House Committee substitute. Senator from Green, you are recognized for a third read motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 562 be read a third time and finally passed.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Green. Does any Senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Green has moved that Senate Bill 562, as amended by the House Committee substitute, be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 562, an act relating to the transfer of property by the governing boards of certain state universities with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 5th votes aye. Senator from Newton votes aye. Senator from the 24th, would you please repeat, votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill is declared passed. Having achieved a constitutional majority, the bill is declared passed. Senator from Green, you're recognized for the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the emergency clause be adopted.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop.
Come to order.
Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Senator from Franklin votes no. Senator from the 1st votes aye. By your vote, 31 aye, 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator, 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
You're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to point out to all my colleagues that today, as I've sat here and looked at the Secretary of the Senate and those fine folks working up there, we've had a day of red, white, and blue. Thank you, Mr. President.
On the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
The motion is Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.